Okay, so I want to give a real quick review if I can, because it's early. I gotta start getting people ready for school and whatnot. But okay, so I recently watched the DC animated movie Green Lantern, Beware My Power, and also Batman Superman Battle of the Super Sons. One is in the new rebooted DC animated universe that they have going, which includes Superman, Man of Tomorrow, the Justice League, Justice Society, World War II movie, starring the Flash and the JSA. The third movie was the Batman Long Halloween two-part movie. And this is the, I believe I guess the fifth movie, the Green Lantern one. They all have the similar art style. Well, not similar, it's the same art style. And they rebooted after the previous kind of continuity they had was that was kind of based on a New 52. They had those stream of movies, and then there was a big fight, something happened, they basically lost. People actually died or whatever, and things were horrible. And so they're like, well, we need to go back in time and fix this. So Flash start running. He ran back in time, whatever, and then everything was rebooted, whatever. The Battle of the Super Sons movie seems to be like a set apart type thing. The animation style is very different. It's this 3D cel shaded type of style. It's The frame rate seems to be kind of, it seems kind of jittery, like it doesn't move smooth. The animation is a little stiff. I don't know why I put different things in it. And it's, you can tell it's a different continuity because one, the voice actors aren't the same. Not to mention, like I said, animation style, and you can just tell this, it's its own thing. Now, and there's gonna be slight spoilers. So I watched, because I've been waiting for the Green Lantern movie to come out, and I was gonna rent it and watch it and everything. And then someone just told me, I was like, hey, let me check to see if it's on HBO Max. And it was, and I'm like, okay, cool, I don't have to spend money on it. And so I watched it, and it has John Stewart, Green Lantern, the Black one, the one that became most people know from the Justice League and GLU cartoon shows, and really boosted his popularity even among people who aren't comic book readers. Like, I didn't know about him until that show. My sister, who damn sure doesn't read any comics or do anything or doesn't care about that stuff really, she knew about him. And so now, the Green Lantern show that they were going to do on HBO Max, they scrapped everything and they're going to retool it just to focus on Jon Stewart. So they're retooling the show to focus just on Jon Stewart. They're going to lower the budget, what have you, since it won't be about all these other lanterns. Now the it focuses it starts off with his time as I believe he was a Marine, and him pretty much having PTSD. And there's, I guess, supposed to be some focus on racial issues, but it's very light. Like he's fighting, I don't know what's up with these ultra violent, like sadistic people. In comic book movies and content, there's some guys who's yelling at some drunk guy some drunk homeless guy in the alley, and they're about to set him on fire, which is like, I don't know where they got this random can of gasoline, but John stands up and he stops him. And there's certain points to where he's kind of having flashbacks of having to kill somebody. But like I said, he was a sniper. He killed other people without issue, but there was like somebody who stuck up on him and tried to stab him. I'm not sure. I'm not really sure the message. I'm not really sure what they're trying to say with this. But he's beating up the guys. He stops them. The cops show they see him beating this guy. One guy's already, he has a pipe, and so they tase him. The other two get away. And I guess it's supposed to be a thing of, or they get the black man. When, from their perspective, when they drove up, they saw one guy with a pipe about to beat somebody else. So I don't know. One officer takes his license and reads it. She never goes to the car, but all of a sudden she knows that he has a bunch of medals and this and this and this. And she makes a comment about, do we want to take the heat, publicly, publicity wise, from arresting him or whatever. And I don't know, first off, it's like there's somebody there recording it. And then secondly, cops get away with doing that type of stuff all the time. But anyway, that was their little commentary. He also makes a comment about to where they kind of retooled it from them from like his early appearance in comics about he says something about there's something about the color yellow early on in Green Lantern comics histories to where the rings wouldn't work on the color yellow. And it was like some goofy thing that they had, they brought over from the Golden Age, whatever. And then in modern comics, they explain it as the reason why their rings wouldn't work against yellow is because there was some impurity inside the central battery to where they pull all their power from. Of this entity of fear, and that thing, it's yellow, it's the color yellow, and so that translates, that impurity being there, and it was put there by the Guardians, which think about it now that it really doesn't make sense. It's like, okay, we're gonna imprison this thing, and by us imprisoning this in this thing is going to basically give our handicap. Give a handicap to our officers, because that's what the Green Lanterns are. They're cops of space or whatever. Take anything that's this color. But anyway, I'm getting off. But he goes. He ship crash. He sees a guardian. He gets the ring. He meets, the remaining members of the Justice League at that point because others have gone. And so they go on an adventure, him and Green Arrow, to find out because they figure out that it's Hal Jordan's Green Lantern ring. And so they try to find out what happened. They, find a mystery. There's a war going on. They find out that the war was started by somebody else, and they have all these things. And watching it, it's one of those things where it's like, I want to like this, but there's so many things going on that don't make sense. And I don't like the implication of, oh, well, it's a comic book movie. It's like, it being based off comics should not dictate the quality of the writing. It's like, yeah, there are some things, there are some fantastical elements that you have to get past when you're watching comic book content. But things still have to make sense within the world that you created, make sense in a storytelling standpoint. And I don't want to give too much away because I don't want this to be that long. But one of the things that that bothered me about this movie at the end, and I didn't notice it till I didn't think about it afterwards, was that in this, in the previous three other movies, the heroes don't really solve anything. In the Superman Man of Tomorrow movie, he faces a villain, Parasite. He doesn't beat Parasite. There's something that happens with like an energy reactor. Parasite can absorb energy. Like that's what makes him dangerous to Superman. He can absorb Superman's energy and get strong and his powers, whatever, and it weakens Superman. So Parasite sacrifices himself to absorb all the energy from this reactor, killing himself, but saving the thing. And it's like, so you didn't beat the villain or stop the reactor. It's like, huh. In the one with the Flash, there's an invasion from Atlantis because somebody is mind controlling Aquaman. And I forgot there was something else going on there. Once again, somebody's trying to start a war between Atlantis and the surface. Flash doesn't stop the people who were brainwashing Aquaman and trying to start the war. He didn't stop the bombers that were coming. That was the Superman of that world. The only thing he did was kill somebody when he got back to his. It's the Batman Long Halloween, the murderer. That was so frustrating. The murderer killed everybody they wanted to. It took Batman way too long to figure out who it was. And it was frustrating. And I'll probably do a deep dive in these later. But, okay. Batman didn't even stop the person. When he figured it out at the end, they had already killed everybody that they wanted to. And he's just like, "Are you done?" And they were just like, "Yes." He was like, "Okay, then," and left. I'm like, "What the? Okay. Let me try to sit it back down." In the Green Lantern movie, John doesn't. He has a fight with the main guy. He beats him, or he knocks him out, or at least he thinks he does. And does thing he turns his back. He almost gets kill, but then somebody else kills the bad guy. And at the same time he's fighting that guy, they were trying to stop this beam that was used for transportation. Somebody had modified it to become like a planet destroyer. And somebody else solved that problem. And it's just, and it was a thing to where it's like, I watched this movie to see Jon Stewart. And at the end of the day, there's nothing about that character to maybe be like, yeah, I want to see more with him. The only reason I would want to see more with him is because I didn't really get anything from him from this movie. My also at least quick critique of the movie is Green Lantern's voice, is Jon Stewart's voice. He's played by Aldis Hodge, who is recently Hawkman in the Black Adam movie. And I've seen him in other things. I know he can act. I know he's a good actor. But there's this thing, for some reason, when on-screen actors do voice work, it always sounds flat. It always sounds it just sounds weird. It sounds like they're I don't know if they're not look. I don't know if they're not getting good direction. I don't know if they don't have a screen in front of them so they can actually see what's going on and so they can get that proper response or indication. I don't know. It's just weird. But okay, in contrast, the Super Sons movie. I enjoyed it a lot better than the Green Lantern movie. It had Damien being a jerk, borderline psychopathic. It was about John, Superman's son, finding out that Superman, that Clark is Superman. His dad is the most powerful superhero, greatest superhero in the world. And him and John teaming up, John discovering his powers and his powers starting to blossom. So seeing what has it. And there's other, it's kind of adapting like their first meeting with like an original story, which, sorry, I'm getting into too many things. That was another issue I had with the Green Lantern movie. Number one, not only did they get John's origin wrong, they gave him the origin of another Green Lantern. So they took away his origin. They don't really give him a personality, and then they literally stuck together. Okay, that's because they gave him Kyle's origin. Kyle gave Kyle's origin. And with Twilight, they put together at least four different storylines for 1 hour and a half long movie. And as somebody pointed, my friend pointed out, it reminded him of Zack Snyder DC movies, because he puts elements such as Batman and Superman fighting and Superman dying. He puts those in the same movie, but it's like these don't have the context, these don't have the weight that you're expecting them to have. Forgive the refrigerator. These don't have the weight that you are hoping that they would have, because people don't know anything about them. Superman and Batman are fighting are only has the impact that it has based on the comic that he's taking it from, is because there's the implication that they've been friends for decades, and now something has happened and that friendship has dissolved and they're finally coming to blows. Superman dying is, has impact because it's Superman. We've seen him. He's fighting, he dies protecting, the people he loves and whatever. We've only seen this Superman in one other movie, and in this one, he's not likable. We don't have any attachment to him. So us seeing him die, knowing damn well that he's gonna come back. Like, you tease him coming back in the next movie. No, I'm sorry. At the end of this movie. And it's like, this doesn't have the weight that you think it does. So that's what happened in the Green Lantern movie. This does, it the characterization for John early on is a little different than what I thought it'd be, but at the same time, just like, okay, but he's slightly rougher, but he's still a good natured kid. This is still a kid I can see Clark and Lois raising. Like, he's still a good kid. There's one point to where he potentially sacrifices himself for Robin, who had been a butthole who literally almost killed him earlier in the movie if Superman hadn't saved him. And it was at the point to where he does something not knowing that it wouldn't hurt him. So, that's his character. You see Robin change and grow through this movie. He's still rough around the edges, but you see him change. You see him, no, he's still who he is, but there's a softness by him, which is why people love that comic that was based on, because it humanized Damien, and you got to see him play off of John, and it was good, and it was funny, because in the books, Clark and Bruce were just like, they want their sons to be together, because for Clark, Damien has more experience than John, and it's something that John would need. For Bruce, just as with him, John's influence on Damien would be helpful for Damien as far as teaming with people and just not being such an a-hole. But it's kind of like, their relationship. But the movie was a lot better. The things that happened, made sense, for the most part. There was never anything that happened to where I was just like, Well, that's stupid. Why does that happen? The things that happen that quote unquote don't make sense to me is because, well, these are kids. It's like John doesn't really know anything. Damien is, he's very, what's the word? He's an intelligent boy for his age, but he's too arrogant to where he thinks he knows everything. He's too arrogant to realize what he doesn't know or to think there's not a different way. But he, I don't know, the movie played out a lot better. They actually do solve, they stop this alien invasion. And the final confrontation is them along with their fathers. They save the day and with their fathers in whatever is going on. And I'm like, how could these other movies do this? And it was just an interesting an interesting difference I noticed between those two movies. I'll probably do something later on talking about going deeper into what I didn't like about the movies. But I just want to give this quick thing since I just watched it. I've gone on longer than what I meant to. But thank you for listening. Check the movies out if you like to. There is some cussing. The Greenlander movie has a lot of death. So be careful watching that with your young ones. The Supersonics movie just has some language. But yeah, thank you for checking this out. Give this a like. Whatever, wherever I put this. Thank you. Have a good one. Be sure to check out my podcast, Bold Expressions, on. I may drop this as a podcast episode. I don't care. I don't know. Thank you. Check out Bold Expressions, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, wherever podcasts we found. Check out my YouTube page, Bold Expressions Podcast. Wherever I have to put this, give it a like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Have a good day, good morning, good evening, whatever you're doing. Remember, don't be so busy proving your point, you forget your purpose. Bye.